We're here out at the one of the BASF research farms in North Carolina. With me is Doug Haller. Doug talked to us about Nialta miticide, which we heard about a little bit this morning during the session. But Doug, tell us about Nialta.
Yes, we're really excited at BASF to bring Nialta this year to the marketplace. Currently, we have 32 state registrations, and we're getting more and more every day. What's exciting about this is that for BASF and for growers is that we are bringing new innovations in the insecticide market. Previously, BASF did not have many offerings in the insecticide world. And last year, we launched an ant bait to help almond growers and citrus growers out west in California. Really kind of changed the game there. And then now this is a great follow-up product. It's a new mode of action. It works on all life cycles or all life stages of the mites. It's really good on beneficials, beneficial friendly. So people that are releasing beneficial persimilis, it won't hurt the beneficial predatory mites, and it will remove the ones that you want it to take out. And also, like I said, with all the pressure they've had the last couple of years, all the mites out in California, this new mode of action certainly exciting. It works fast. It has a great longevity. That new mode of action gives us that because, like I said, some of the chemistries that are currently being used, their controls are being reduced day by day.
Well, it's interesting. I know you're the sales guy and not on the research end, but how do they get it to be so selective that it can choose between what mites are good and what mites are bad?
Well, you said it the best. I'm the sales guy, So the researchers do a lot of hard work looking and screening, and BASF has invested a lot of dollars. And you heard that we invested a whole new wing to the RTP site, really looking for these new chemistries, right? And so when a compound comes down, or a candidate, as we call them, comes out, we do a lot of testing, and we find out where it fits and where it doesn't fit. And again, we have certain traits or certain things they're looking for in that molecule. And every once in a while, everything works out, and you get a really, really, really good mode of action, and you can really help the growers out protect their yield and quality.
Amazing what you can do. Tell the good mites from the bad mites. That's pretty cool. All right. Thanks a lot,
Doug.
Thank
you.